Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Opposition questions about the effects of KiwiRail's maintenance cuts on safety, addressed to the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Tony Ryle, were answered by his Cabinet colleague, Gerry Brownlee, who initially tried to kick for touch.
Mr Speaker, I don't know where the member got those stats from. What I would urge him to do is to identify where he got them from and who he got them from.
Regardless of the information source, the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, directed Mr Brownlee to reveal whether he'd been advised about it and if he retained confidence in the KiwiRail board.
Because those are two questions asked. The Honourable Gerry Brownlee. The Honourable Gerry, because the Minister didn't answer either of them.
I was unaware that you were asking questions, Mr Speaker, but the answer simply is...
Mr Brownlee then faced this question from Labor's transport spokesman.
Phil Twyford.
Will he ask the chair of the board to tell KiwiRail management to call off the cuts to network maintenance because of the risk they pose to the organisation?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, once again, the member is presuming to speak from an authoritative document that he has not named and he has not tabled and therefore has, I think, very little authority.
Phil Twyford then revealed the source of the information in this question for Mr Brownlee.
Is he satisfied that the board of KiwiRail acted appropriately in trying to cover up information on the cuts to network maintenance by taking out an injunction against the news media publishing the contents of this report?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Yes, absolutely, because the media outlet who wanted to publish an opinion about that document, we're going to do so in a most irresponsible way.
Order.
A request then from Labor's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave to table the Infrastructure and Engineering Business Plan 2013-2015 of KiwiRail.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There was, from Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, you cannot ask the House to grant leave to circumvent a court injunction.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
But Trevor Mallard said the injunction was quite specific.
It only applies to one radio station. It does not apply to me and it does not apply to the House.
The Speaker agreed.
It's my feeling that it would be inappropriate for me to refuse the House the opportunity to decide whether or not it wishes to grant leave for the document. So I will put it to the House. Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is objection. Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Another request from the Labor MP.
I seek leave to table the executive summary, and outcomes section of the Infrastructure and Engineering Business Plan.
Leave is sought to table just the executive summary and outcomes from the report as a document. Is there any objection to that course of action? There is objection.
Reports from the Privacy Commissioner and the Auditor General on privacy issues and governance at ACC were released at 2, too late for the opposition to request a snap debate. Also today, the Local Government and Environment Committee looked at a bill that overhauls the governance and assessment of local councils. Here's Rhys Lyon.
The committee heard from Greater Wellington Regional Council Chairwoman Fran Wild, who said rates should not be set against the Consumer Price Index.
We would urge the Select Committee to point out that the CPI is not an acceptable measure for potential rates increases because a large portion of many rates increases are driven by the need for new or upgraded infrastructure.
Ms Wild said that was why rates sometimes increased more than other household bills.
Everybody says they want not such great rate increases. And one way you can do that is to defer maintenance or defer investment in infrastructure. And when you do that, you actually build up a long-term problem. And in fact, we have seen that in New Zealand with our rail service, where for a number of years there was little or no investment and there was no asset maintenance. And so that clearly saved somebody some money, but it wasn't actually useful in the long term. So it might have been cost-effective and seen as narrowly cost-effective, but it actually wasn't providing value. Short-term cost-effectiveness should not be the only criterion.
Greater Wellington Regional Council Chairwoman Fran Wild making a submission on the Local Government Act Amendment Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.